It's time for City Beat, your source for all the latest news on the city of Thompson, only on 1029 CHTF, your radio station.
Good morning and welcome to City Beat here on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball, and joining me over the phone is Mayor Colleen Smook. How are you doing this morning?
I'm just fine, thank you.
All right, good to hear. So, Colleen, we touched on this a bit last week, but I just wanted to get confirmation on what's going on with the Health and Leisure Mart this year.
Okay. The administration has been having discussions on it, but due to the vax clinic still in the TRCC and the changing provincial guidelines and that, there has been no final date set. So it is possible that when there is a bit more opening up in that, that we will have a Health and Leisure Mart or go out and ask the people what they feel they want for in Thompson here. But right as of right now, I know in the next couple weeks there's nothing planned.
All right, good to know. I understand that the pool committee has been applying for grant funding for the new facility. So what's the current status on that?
Well, there's still some grants in the work that they're out there waiting to hear from. And the pool committee itself is have small committee meetings, going to bigger committee meetings come, you know, after September, after the long weekend's over and that. So with that, then they will be working on next steps as to where they're going.
Mm-hmm. Are they looking to do more fundraisers at this time, or is that still too soon
to
say?
No, fundraiser. Even right now, there's this beautiful quilt at City Hall. It's got a maple leaf. It's really nice, and I've got a ticket on it, so if I win, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to win, but we'll have to play that by ear. But the tickets are $10 a piece. There's only 500 of them, and they're waiting till they're sold, so I think they're down to, you know, I want to say the last 100 or so, so let's get out and buy them. You can either come right to City Hall and buy the ticket, or you can go to the City Hall online and get your ticket, purchase your ticket through there. But it's definitely a beautiful quilt that was donated to us. And next, what's already coming in right after long weekend again is going to be the plans for Winter Wonderland. So they're definitely going to have the light display. We've offered them McCready Campground again, and they're going to do that. So it'll be done in a big way. And if you want to get a hold of Sonia Wiseman, S. Wiseman at thompson.ca, she can fill you in on just how to go about getting a spot or supporting a spot to go out there. And you can also call Sonia if you're interested in being on the pool committee, or you have some cool ideas for them or some next steps or that, you want to make a donation, get a hold of Sonia also.
All right. Now, I see that the city has once again put out the call for last-minute census responses from residents from last week on your website. So how many responses has the city gotten so far?
Well, we have not gotten exact numbers. The city doesn't get them. It's actually the government that gets them. But they'll tell us that the numbers are down from the last census, and that there's definitely more people in Thompson that need to fill out. So if you go to our thompson.ca and go under the local notices, that gives you all the contact information to reach out to the census. If you don't have a computer, here's the number that we have if you want to call in for the census. It's 1-855-340-2021, and that'll get you right through to who you need to talk to find out what you have to do about filling out your census. So really it's important to get that done, because without the proper numbers, we get the funding from the governments, both provincial and federal, based on our census numbers. So say we only had 12,000 people registered for Thompson, that's all we'll get. And if we have 15,000 living here, that's, you know, money that we don't get for the other 3,000 people. And that affects our money that goes into the police, money that goes into the roads, the bridges, any of our other granting, and actually just the big the pot of gold, as they say, they give us the once-a-year funding that goes into all our activities and that up here, and looks after the roads and the city hall and that. So it's really important that we get this census filled out.
Mm-hmm. If the city ends up not getting the responses that they need from this go-around, is there a way the city can advocate for more accurate funding allocations if the numbers aren't sufficient?
I do believe we've checked into this even in the last time they did census when I was just on council, and about the only way we could do anything different was we would have to redo the census ourselves at our cost. So there would be tens of thousands of dollars out of our taxpayers' pockets to go and do a census to try get some more money. And whether or not that would be successful, it's anybody's guess. So, you know, it could take us a lot more time to get the message, you know, get the numbers that we need also. So it's just please anybody that's out there and lives in Thompson, has a residence in Thompson. It's very timely that you get your numbers in so that we can look after you properly.
All right, that's good to know. Now, Colleen, are there any public works or city updates to share today?
I saw the students up, you know, picking some garbage and doing some cleanup and grass cutting up at Lions Park today. So I'm assuming that we're going around to the parks and getting that done. Our grass is starting to slow down with the cutting and that. And I know we're working on water repairs, lawn repairs from previous water breaks and that. So there's a couple crews that are going around and doing that. So, and then there's just some, you know, miscellaneous stuff in that. Some of the line painting that's still, you know, finishing up, or the potholes. If you have any issues with potholes, 204-677-7970. The only problem is with the potholes, and when we're doing the lawn repairs, it's basically the same crew that does both. So whether they have to take time off if they get enough potholes to do a half a day of them, but then it does take away from our doing the repairs to the lawns and stuff.
All right. Now, Colleen, was there anything else you'd like to talk about today before we wrap up here?
No, please watch the numbers for the COVID. There was over 100 cases yesterday in Manitoba again. It's really gone from 17 to 20 type thing up to 100. We have been told that we're expecting a fourth wave coming. Alberta, Saskatchewan are already experiencing it. Thompson or Manitoba in general is usually a bit behind. So let's keep ahead of the eight ball here. And, you know, please, vaccines, it's very important when you hear of a clinic, go in and get your vaccines, get vaccinated, especially with the kids going back to school and that, the 12 to 17-year-olds. That's the limit of them now. Continue washing face and hands. Even hand sanitizers. I've gone into a couple businesses lately, and the hand sanitizer's actually been empty. I've had to mention it to them to fill it. So make sure that your cautiousness, notice something like that, please let the store owners know, and not big business or whatever. And, you know, again, I know we're all getting more used to going out and being out again, but it wouldn't hurt to maybe sort of step back. And if you really don't have to run to the store, don't. You know, just stay home. Keep your children, grandchildren safe, you know. Just, you know, go back to being a little bit minimalistic here for the next while till we make sure that we don't have another outbreak in the north.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you again, Colleen, for joining us for City Beat.
Okay, thank you. And get your ticket on that quilt here at City Hall.
All right.
Thank you.
If you have questions you'd like answered next week, email them in advance to chtmnews@arcticradio.ca. For City Beat here on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.
City Beat will be back next Thursday morning at 11:30 with more news about Thompson. Only on 102.9 CHTM, your radio station.